725.
This is Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number three of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And is Ian here with you?
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. This is Pork Fest week, by the way. We've been talking a lot about Pork Fest over the past several months on the program, encouraging you to attend Porcupine Freedom Festival. It's put on by the Free State Project, one of the two, two most exciting things beyond moving new liberty activists to New Hampshire that the Free State Project is involved in. And it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of hundreds of liberty-minded people all hanging out together, camping at the Gunstock Campgrounds here in lovely New Hampshire. In fact, we're going to go right into Michael's call from Gunstock at Pork Fest, as I understand it, right outside of the SACL CAI fun tent. Michael in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live on the Amp Line.
Well, good evening, gentlemen. Welcome back, Mark.
Hey, thank you.
Indeed.
Hey, I just got here about half an hour ago, and the first thing I did was park the truck and come down here to the SACL CAI fun tent where the claimed my Pork Fest beer mug. The beer is flowing freely, and I mean freely in both senses. Jason's here. There's probably about 50, 60 people here already.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And a lot of people open carrying and just lots of fun being had right now.
It does basically,
you know,
as I understand
guns, it, alcohol, all you guys need is fireworks.
As I understand,
you know?
It, the level of people that attend Pork Fest does continually increase as the week goes on. Is that correct? Like, you know, 50 people are there today, more people are going to show up tomorrow.
That's true. Well, 50 people, I was here last year, and on Monday night last year, there might have been 20 people across the entire campground. There was nothing going on Monday night, so nobody showed up. I had 20
wow.
people out of, I think they had 500-something last year.
So would you say the SACL CAI fun tent has done a lot to increase early attendance?
Absolutely. I mean, all the campsites here in Poplar Field, everyone almost has shown up who's got a campsite here. Like I said, there's probably about 60 people just here in Poplar Field. I don't know about the rest of the campground, but they're all scattered around the field. There's probably about 20 of them inside the fun tent, and I'm going to have to go back in there shortly and get some more beer.
So is the beer on tap? What's the situation with the beer?
Jason's got bottles of beer in coolers.
Mm-hmm.
He's got some of the cheap beers and some good local microbrews here. I just had a Shock Top Belgian White Ale, which was really good. I think I'm going to have another one of those.
Now, what are you paying for all this beer?
Absolutely nothing.
Wow.
It's on Jason.
Yeah, Jason likes to be at the center of attention. And you can get to the center of attention by giving away free beer.
No doubt about that. So what sort of things are you seeing going on around there? I mean, what are the activities that people are engaged in tonight?
Well, let me take a look, because I was mostly people are talking to each other and having conversations.
Thank God. I was worried about the FCC license.
What's that?
I said, thank God. I was worried about our FCC licensing.
No, I walked out to give you guys a call because it's a little quieter outside the tent.
Yeah.
But there are even people having conversations outside the tent.
Well, that's what it's all about, I think, is the socialization, the getting to know other liberty-minded people and talking about ideas and brainstorming, and it really is just an amazing group of people, and there's some, anybody that goes there is going to feel, I feel like they're going to just have a great time, because the people are the best, and you don't have to convince them anything about, you know, liberty. Most of them already get it.
I know, and I've already met several people who are totally new, just recently signed up or thinking about it, and they're already here. I mean, they're staying the entire week, and they've got their own stories to tell, so I'll probably try to get them to call the show. But like I said, I've only been here half an hour, so I don't know everything that's going on.
Well, very good. Michael,
I
appreciate you checking in. You're the first person to actually call in from Pork Fest, so congratulations, and I hope we hear from other people throughout the week. And if they don't call in, maybe we'll hear from you again.
Well, I will bug people to call into the show. I'm not sure how much luck I'll have because people seem to be talking to each other. And
yeah, well, once a night is sufficient. We don't need continuous Pork Fest updates. We're here at Pork Fest and everyone's still drinking.
Yeah, it's not that riveting.
Thanks, Michael, for the call and have a good time tonight, okay?
All right.
Thanks, dude. 800-259-9231. You know, Mark, I wish we could be there, but at the same time, we just got back from New York City. The emails are stacked up. Business needs to be taken care of, so we are spending the first 3 days of the week here. Porkfest going on all week long through Sunday, by the way. You can go to porkfest.com to learn more about it, porcfest.com. So we're going to need some time to get a little bit caught up because, again, spending 3 days in the middle of nowhere is going to mean we're going to get behind again. So we're busy here in the studio, unfortunately, but we'll be out there soon enough, probably arriving sometime Thursday, maybe early afternoon on Thursday, getting set up for our first live show from Porkfest this week. We'll be broadcasting 3 nights this week. Last year we only did 1 night. It was so much fun. We've come back for 3 times the Free Talk Live. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night, really looking forward to going out, meeting some new people, seeing some old friendly faces. Many of our listeners are going to be there, and man, it was a great time last year, wasn't it?
I really enjoyed it, and I know that this one's going to only be better.
Oh, it sure is, with the addition of the SACL CAI Fun Tent, where you can pick up your limited supply Porkfest beer mug and drink responsibly with Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. You'll be able to drink microbrews from New Hampshire, as Michael mentioned there a moment ago. Margaritas are apparently going to be available at some point. I don't know if that's at all times, but they will be available, as well as guest celebrity bartenders, including myself, Mark, Julia. Many of the Free Talk Live crew will be there. I know the Gardner Goldsmith, I believe, is expected to tend bar at a certain point.
Britney Spears?
I don't know about that. I wouldn't make promises like that.
No.
Yeah. Prize drawings and a whole lot more. You're going to find it all only at the SACL CAI Fun Tent and only at this year's Pork Fest. Though, if it goes well, I presume there will be another Fun Tent next year. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line for you to get on the air. But hey, let's jump back a moment here, Mark, to this weekend. I did say we'd give a quick recap of what went on. Over the weekend, as you know, Mark and I were out of town Mark, you were out of town for a while.
Yeah, I went for Sarasota. I went to Vegas, and then went to New York.
But we were in New York Friday and Saturday night, and Gardner and Julia both filled in for us. And I've listened to Friday's show. It's very good, so I'm enjoying that so far.
They are good.
And we were in New York City for the Talkers New Media Seminar, which is a talk radio convention that goes on a once a year basis where a bunch of VIPs and talk hosts get together, you know, radio VIPs, essentially the decision makers. They get together and they have sessions, panel sessions and presentations and speeches. And there's the inevitable cocktail parties and that sort of thing. And the purpose for Free Talk Live in attending the Talkers New Media Seminar is to be seen by others in the industry, to make ourselves known, to help others know that we're out there and we're serious about this business and we're serious about getting on more radio stations and socialize and to make people's acquaintances and make it so they get to know us a little bit.
Yeah,
so.
And, you know, I wouldn't expect – I would just go for the purpose of being there to support you in affiliate relations and show my face as a talk show host.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't have expected anything good to happen as far as sales for the show. Which
but
is
you
what
got some out of it.
Yeah, I did. I got a couple of things out of it.
As did I. I got a couple really good – I would say I got at least one really hot prospect out of it, which is what we've seen so far with the last couple that we've gone to is that – going to these conventions has resulted, not the next week, but down the line has resulted directly in the people that we meet coming on board with the show. And so I met yet another person like that, and probably at least two, I would say, that are, I would say, really hot prospects. And beyond that, Michael Harrison, big thanks to him from Talkers Magazine, the publisher of Talkers, had me on a panel for the very first time this year. I had precious few seconds to speak, but it was enough. And people complimented my appearance on the panel. It was an internet panel about sort of the leading edge of talk radio on the internet. And it was cool because I was up there in front of the entire room. No one could go anywhere else. There were no other panels to watch at the time that I was up there. And so you're either in the room or out of the room doing something else. But if you're in the room, you saw me on stage. And being up there on that panel is a huge credibility boost. It's a huge credibility boost. So even though it was a short panel and I wasn't up there for very long.
People came to talk to you about it.
Well, I talked to Michael later, Michael Harrison from Talkers, and I thanked him for it. And he said, well, welcome to the ranks of the panelists. Which tells me that next year I might be on another panel. It's a good thing. More exposure for Free Talk Live means more stations coming on board with the show, means more people discovering Liberty. We'll talk more about the AMP program, which made it all happen, here in a little while. You can take control of the airwaves and bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live. DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
If you need real relief from chronic pain due to arthritis, back, neck, or leg pain, improve circulation, or have other health concerns, you need to visit Transformation Technologies by going to BrainTuner.com. Since 1985, Transformation Technologies has been the leader and the number one source for affordable, practical, and effective healing therapy products that will help you live a healthy lifestyle. From their extensive selection of infrared heat therapy products, helping to reduce serious pain and inflammation, to passive aerobic exercisers, Transformation Technologies has what you need. Are you looking for subtle energy products for everyday stress and better mental clarity, or even a way to naturally better sleep without sleeping pills? Visit us online today. Best of all, if you have any questions about any of the products that Transformation Technologies offers, an experienced staff member is here to answer your questions and will help you select the right products to address your special needs. Visit them online today at BrainTuner.com. That's BrainTuner, T-U-N-E-R.com.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that is freetalklive.com. Those features include updates. You get signed up. We keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. I actually sent out an update tonight, as a matter of fact, announcing our brand newest Shriner, Chelsea, who is on the Shrine. You would see that first if you're on the updates list. So go to updates.freetalklive.com and get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. So the latest on the FLDS situation. Actually, that's not accurate. It's not really the latest on the FLDS. It's the latest on the bureaucrats that kidnapped their children. As you know, a couple months back, in a huge armed raid against the Fundamentalist Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, one of their churches in Texas, they came in with goons dressed in black, carrying assault weapons, kicking in doors. They had battering rams. They had a tank. All because people were engaging in polygamy. Now, the original allegation was that there was someone who was hurting a 16-year-old girl and forcing her to have sex. And it turned out the allegations were false, and they were phoned in by a prankster or a hoaxster. And nonetheless, they went in and stole 400 children. And now apparently the state of Texas has ordered to return those children. So it's not really an update on their case as it is an update on CYD. The children or Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. This story is from William Grigg at the Pro Libertat blog. William Grigg also blogs over at LibRockwell.com or posts articles there. According to the police in Austin, Texas, just to give you an idea of the kind of people that the government employs in its so-called Department of Family and Protective Services. Billy Dan Carroll spent the better part of the past three decades assaulting and raping dozens of victims, from girls as young as 2 years of age to adult women whom he lured to his home and then drugged into unconsciousness. His alleged acts, because Mr. Carr is yet to be convicted of a single crime, are reportedly documented on videotapes kept in his possession. Austin Police Sergeant Brian Lloyd, a 22-year veteran child abuse investigator, has rarely seen the like of Mr. Carroll, who he describes as the worst of the worst. Several of these children were abused multiple times, said the officer. One 6-year-old girl was allegedly raped 23 times. Remember, this man operated over three decades. Carroll made a handsome living operating a court recording service before he was inspired to volunteer for compassionate community service. In 2004, he became a court-appointed special advocate for abused children. This means that he worked, albeit as a volunteer, for the same Texas Department of Family and Protective Services that recently abducted 460 children at gunpoint from their parents at the FLDS Church's YFC Ranch. It also means that Carroll was given access to many children, some of them perhaps from abusive homes, others from homes and parents that were not abusive by any reasonable standard, but nonetheless were deemed unsatisfactory by the omniscient custodians of the state's children at the Texas DFPS. In fact, it was through his work at CASA on behalf of the Texas Child Protection Bureaucracy that Carroll became acquainted with the 8-year-old girl with whom he most recently molested, according to a criminal indictment. Understandably, other parents who suspect that Carroll may have taken indecent liberties with their children have been flooding the CASA organization with phone calls. Credit must be given to the Austin Police Department for the professional fashion in which they built their case against Mr. Carroll. His home, which was never referred to as a compound, incidentally, was the subject of a search warrant that was issued on the basis of solid evidence, rather than an anonymous phone call from an obviously demented woman. Specific evidence was sought, found, and secured. Carroll was brought before a judge in a timely fashion and indicted on specific charges and given steep $2 million but reasonable bail. This was done, incidentally, without sending in SWAT operators in paramilitary drag and deploying an APC and sniper team. Nor was the entire neighborhood in which Carroll lived cordoned off and treated as one huge crime scene, with the neighbors being looked on as co-conspirators with Carroll on the basis of propinquity. The search warrants and all photographic evidence against Mr. Carroll have been sealed, which is entirely appropriate. It wouldn't be wise to taint the jury pool against the suspect by publicizing salacious details or circulating lurid photographs. Laura Wolf, executive director of the CASA program, made a point of telling the media that the suspect's application and background check are protected from public scrutiny by a confidentiality agreement. So until and unless those documents are subpoenaed and presented in court, we have no way of knowing whether CASA and the agency it answers to ignored any evidence that Carroll had been a practicing pederast for decades when they agreed to let him have access to vulnerable children. Oh, Ms. Wolf, by the way, the executive director, it should be remembered, played a conspicuous role in the seizure of more than 460 young people, children for the most part, but a handful of adult mothers who were deliberately misidentified by CPS as pregnant minors from the FLDS community. I don't recall reading her protests over due process irregularities or the due process irregularities that led to this mass kidnapping, nor can I seem to turn up any publicity or publicly expressed misgivings from Ms. Wolf over the widespread selective publicity given by CPS to various documents seized from the FLDS, including confidential church rosters and lurid photographs of FLDS leader Warren Jeffs that were introduced as a cynical PR gesture in a custody hearing to which those pictures were not germane. You getting his point here?
Yeah.
They were real, real careful and cautious with the case they made against this child molester, mm-hmm. this known child molester, but in a
whom
case
they
of,
were, you know, allowing access to foster kids and
right.
know, kids in danger.
They're very, very careful about prosecuting his case, whereas with the FLDS, they threw all the rules out the window. Ms. Wolf, by the way, also helped scatter the FLDS children from one end of Texas to another, secreting them into a foster care and child welfare program riven with corruption and rife with abuse. To her credit, one of her public comments about it, the FLDS matter, makes incontestable sense. She said, quote, "This particular story has gotten a lot of attention and piques a lot of interest, but there are children all over the state who are experiencing abuse and neglect every day." Well, indeed. Many of them are being abused in that very same child welfare system. In fact, one of them was probably being molested by Mr. Carroll as that soundbite dribbled down Ms. Wolf's chin. Carroll isn't the only opportunistic sexual predator recently uncovered in the Texas child welfare system. Indeed, he'll tell you more here in a moment about at least one of the other ones. But also, don't just think this is only going on in Texas. Remember, if you're a pederast, if you're a pervert, a pedophile, someone who likes to molest and touch children sexually, you'll go to the places where children are. You'll become a teacher. You'll become a priest. Or you'll just go straight to the source and join the Texas or join the state
right.
of wherever Child Protective Services
and,
or
you know,
Department
think,
of Children and Families.
Yeah, I think that you know that they do find ways to get a hold of children where they will be less likely, less impeachable, as it were.
Right.
And I think that when you're dealing with kids that you know that are sort of troubled, in danger, have bad family lives, you can get away with a lot more. Seems to me.
Yeah, exactly. You've got the cover of the law, essentially, on your side. And as we've seen, these bureaucrats, whether they be CYD bureaucrats or the police bureaucrats, whenever they're caught up in something or caught red-handed, in many cases, they can sort of squiggle out of it. That they can, you know, that the charges are very light that are thrown against them, or they're able to just simply get away with it because of sovereign immunity or whatever, or because they close ranks around them and protect them. Let's talk more about this as we continue with William Briggs' story here. We'll introduce you to a 37-year-old man who is a 13-year veteran of CPS. We'll tell you what he's been up to, allegedly, here in moments. This is your show. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
By the age of 60, half of all men have a prostate-related problem. Is there an alternative way to relieve suffering and pain of an enlarged prostate? There sure is. It's called Poulien, and it's offered exclusively from NaturallyPure.com. Poulien is a patented supplement for the treatment of prostatitis and BHP, also known as an enlarged prostate. Formulated by a Chinese master herbalist, Poulien contains vital nutrients proven to have powerful anti-inflammatory effects on the prostate. Put an end to those frequent trips to the bathroom with no adverse side effects. Right now, a two-bottle treatment is available for the low price of $49.95. Call 805-434-5444. That's 805-434-5444. Or visit them online at Naturally, that's 1L and NaturallyPure.com. That's NaturallyPure.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 10% off of your order. Guaranteed to work or your money back. Stop the agony, stop the pain. NaturallyPure.com, your source for prostate health.
With the hot and muggy season upon us, most people shut their windows to stay cool. The problem is, the air you breathe inside your home is not as clean as outdoor air. And who wants an ugly, plastic, noisy air purifier taking up space in their beautiful home? Well, there is an alternative. Himalayan crystal salt lamps from Ionic Salts. These lamps are handmade from the most prized salts on the planet. With so many various lamps to choose from, your home will look good and you'll feel great. Visit IonicSalts.com today to see for yourself the true beauty of Himalayan crystal salt lamps. Ionic Salts also carries gourmet table salts and a wide variety of bath salts for even more relaxation. Ionic Salts provides free shipping along with a 15% discount on orders of $100 or more. Offered exclusively to GCN listeners by entering coupon code GCN. Visit IonicSalts.com. That's I-O-N-I-C Salts.com. Ionic Salts. See the beauty, breathe the difference.
Prepare for an uncertain future with DVDs from the winner of 13 Telly Awards. Hood's Woods is the world leader in survival instructional videos. Hood's Woods produces an outstanding collection of survival DVDs, from cave cooking to survival basics to home survival DVDs, covering topics such as food storage and home emergency planning. You will learn survival techniques for use in the wild and in your very own home, used by scouts, the military, and families around the world. If you would like to learn more about survival, trapping, cave cooking, navigation, tracking, desert survival, and much more, visit survival.com and browse through the largest assortment of survival DVDs online. For the low price of only $19.95 each, you can also purchase the entire 24-DVD Hood's Woods collection by going to survival.com. To place your order or to request a free catalog, call 888-257-2847. That's 888-257-2847. Or visit us online at survival.com. That's survival.com, the world leader in survival instructional videos.
Warning! The EPA states indoor air pollution is the number one health problem today, causing 50% of all illnesses. Go to germfree33.com. Technology developed for NASA is now available to protect your family and health. Laboratory proven to eliminate 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, bird flu, and more from all surfaces. germfree33.com. Remove pollen, mold, pet dander, dust mites, and more from the air. germfree33.com. World's best air purifiers. Nothing else compares. germfree33.com. No expensive filters to replace. Covers 3,000 square feet. See the proof at germfree33.com. Order from our secure website. Credit cards accepted. Order by phone 800-492-1073. Payment plans available. 800-492-1073. germfree33.com. The world's best air purifiers.
Are you tired of searching for Freak Talk Radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, SACL CAI toll-free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features are there, and they are free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you $5, $6, $7 a month to access their sites, we give ours away. And that includes live streams, broadband version of the show, and a dial-up version, both free for you at freetalklive.com. Talking about the Texas Department of Children and Families, and this actually applies to every government Department of Children and Families or Child Protective Services, because we've seen case after case. It's not just these cases in Texas. There was a case in Florida. It was mentioned earlier on the show where some bureaucrat at the DCF there was going to meet some little girl, like 5-year-old girl, in order to molest her or something like that. I mean, there are all kinds of sickos in these organizations. And so when we talk about stories where parents have these bureaucrats come to their houses and steal their children away from them, not just FLDS, not just Strong City,
no,
but just regular folks who are targeted for whatever reason. Maybe they've got an angry neighbor that doesn't like them, or someone at work doesn't like them, whatever. You call in an anonymous tip on someone you don't like to one of these tip lines, and the government bureaucrats come in and steal people's children, and then it's the people, the parents, it's their responsibility to prove they're good parents in order to get their kids back.
Right.
Not only
can take weeks, and
right,
anything can happen in that amount of time.
Exactly.
You can see here that anything can happen.
Right.
And then if the kid complains about it, who's going to be believed?
Precisely.
You know, and the reason the FLDS got so much national attention is because, A, they're polygamists, and B, it was on such a large scale. Well, where are there 460 kids for these people to take at one time? Obviously, there aren't. The most they can take is two or three here and there.
And it usually goes unnoticed.
The media doesn't report on it.
Right.
And, you know, these people, they take kids. That's what they do.
So it's
they have no other, you know, there's nothing else that they can do. It's either taking the kid or the threat of taking the kid that they use to coerce people with.
But if it wasn't tragic enough for you that people are having their children stolen from them, if that wasn't tragic enough, then add on that to the extra layer that there's a chance, and I'd say a pretty good chance, certainly a better chance than leaving them home with their parents where they are, there's a good chance those kids are going to get molested. Or something awful will happen to them with either their foster parents or the CYD bureaucrats themselves. Any one of those bureaucrats could be these sickos that we're talking about here. And here's another example from William Gregg at freedominourtime.blogspot.com, talking about Texas's bureaucracy. Roughly a year ago, a 13-year veteran Child Protective Services caseworker named Frederick Shavers was arrested and charged with sexual misconduct involving a 15-year-old girl whom he was supervising. According to police in Grand Prairie, there was a mountain of evidence that Shavers began a sexual relationship with a young girl, an unwed teenage mother, when she was 13 years of age. Shaver was 37 years old and married with two children at the time of his arrest. That means he was 35 and his inamorata was 13 when they began their affair. Gee golly, Ned, says Mr. Gregg, it seems to me that Mr. Shavers was doing exactly what the agency that employed him said was happening at the YFZ ranch.
Yeah.
The significant difference here, of course, is that CPS didn't bother to prove any of the things that it professed to know about the FLDS community, and Shavers was forced to resign in April before being arrested last June. Furthermore, it appears that this was not the first time that Shavers had been accused of sexual misconduct and other improprieties. According to the Dallas News, Shavers has been the subject of several prior CPS inquiries regarding his conduct.
You'd think the second investigation would do it.
In 1994, a 12-year-old girl accused Mr. Shavers of kissing her during horseplay at a pool in Greenville. 7 years later, he ended up in a fight with a 20-year-old man whom he'd taken into his home as a minor in CPS custody. Just a week prior
that could happen to anybody.
Just a week prior to his resignation from CPS in April 2007, Shavers was accused of coaching a child about how to testify in a family court in Hunt County. The purpose of that coaching, he explains the news, was to make it seem like the child was doing his job more thoroughly, was to make it seem like he was doing his job more thoroughly than he had, according to the child's mother. Now remember, Shavers at the time of his resignation in 2007 had been with CPS for 13 years, and that meant that the first allegation of sexual misbehavior came immediately after he was hired by the agency. And his work record ended with allegations of suborning perjury from a child witness. Shavers supervised an estimated 600 children during his career as a caseworker.
I wonder how many of them he tried to kiss.
Or worse. His case records are under police scrutiny on the assumption that other children were abused in various ways by the former child saver. But CPS, of course, did nothing wrong in keeping Shavers on the payroll for over a decade. Agency spokesbureaucrat Marissa Gonzalez insisted that CPS handled Mr. Shavers appropriately during his career. I think each of those incidents was handled appropriately. Let us be clear about an important distinction. There are no due process considerations regarding a job on the public payroll. It's not necessary to prove an allegation beyond reasonable doubt in order to terminate the employment of a bureaucrat accused of a sexual offense against a child. Had CPS been genuinely interested in child safety, it would have excised Frederick Shavers from their roster in 1994.
Just for the chance that he might have done something, I suppose.
But Shavers...
I can't say that I consider that entirely fair, but...
Talking about kids here, right? And it's their job to protect them.
I don't know. It doesn't seem fair that somebody can make an accusation and just you get kicked out the door on the first go. But he did have several complaints against him.
Shavers was given the benefit of every doubt. The same was quite possibly true of Billy Dan Carroll. The innocent FLDS parents, of course, enjoyed no such deference. And now, despite the fact that the Texas Supreme Court has made it clear that the entire abuse case against the FLDS community is a legal travesty, those long-suffering parents are still subject to an ongoing criminal probe, as well as a species of home imprisonment imprisonment under the arbitrary and plenary authority of the same agency that sheltered at least one known child molester, and, given the Carroll case, quite possibly many more. Barbara Walther, the criminally inept judge who issued both of the defective search warrants for the YFC ranch and the order separating the parents from their children from the FLDS, was a recipient of a brutal bench slap from the Texas Supreme Court.
Bench slap.
That court ruled that the removal of the children was not warranted by the available evidence, and that Walther had abused her discretion by issuing the order to remove them. Now, of course, Walther couldn't simply acknowledge her errors and do her best to undo them by repealing her order. She had to do something to maintain the pretense that her opinions about this case are somehow more respectable than those of any other self-important harridan. So, in an act of consummate petulance, she refused to rescind her order last Friday. To the astonishment of all present, Walther stalked out of the courtroom without concluding business, leaving counsel and spectators alike to gag on the stench of her toxic arrogance and spite. This was most likely done as a way of making the FLDS parents that much more pliant when Walther's presented them with her terms on Monday. According to the New York Times, her order imposed a lengthy list of caveats pending the conclusion of the investigation, including surprise home visits by caseworkers, possible psychiatric evaluation of the children, and a ban on travel outside of Texas. These people in the FLDS are prisoners still in the state of Texas. The entire families are prisoners now. They're not sitting in a prison cell, but the state of Texas is now their prison. Two things must be kept in mind. First, the CPS is known to harbor child molesters among its caseworkers and volunteers. Walther's order compels these innocent parents to associate with a tainted population that could include child sex offenders. Second, those parents, once again, are innocent before the law. They have been convicted of nothing and indicted for nothing. Indeed, they haven't even been charged with any offense. Yet they're now imprisoned at their ranch by judicial decree, subject to the invasion of their property at the whim of a manifestly corrupt, incompetent, and hostile government bureaucracy, and forbidden the freedom to travel that's the indefensible right of every American citizen. Indefeasible is what he writes. Anyway, the CPS is still engaged in a criminal enterprise, and Walther's their fully enlisted accomplice. That agency will not relent until someone in the FLDS community is railroaded into court as an abuser, thereby permitting the child snatchers to try once again to prosecute the entire community under the novel doctrine of collective criminal guilt, devised especially for this case. Because one person was accused of allegedly touching a 16-year-old girl, every single one of the FLDS parents are now prisoners and subject to arbitrary searches and arbitrary visits by bureaucrats, and who knows what other diktats will be laid down. And none of it was ever based on anything legitimate in the first place. That this can even happen should be quite a clue to anybody out there that doesn't yet believe we live in a police state. 800-259-9231 allows you to take control and bring up what you want. Your thoughts on this or anything goes. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Would you like to know how you can use water as fuel and laugh at the rising price of gas? Then keep listening for a very special offer. GasFreedom.info has the information you need to learn about a simple technology you can have right now. GasFreedom is a do-it-yourself, affordable, practical, free energy device. It uses electricity from your car's battery to separate water into a gas called HHO. HHO, also called Brown's gas, burns efficiently and provides the energy your car needs. In just 10 minutes, you'll discover exactly how this is possible. This is the secret the oil and auto industry doesn't want you to know. Go to GasFreedom.info. to learn how easy it is to extract energy from water to run your car. During the month of June, visit GasFreedom.info and receive $100 off of your order. Turn any car into a hybrid and laugh all the way to the bank. Visit GasFreedom.info. That's GasFreedom.info. Or call 239-628-3708. That's 239-628-3708. Call today.
The Cynic says, I started losing my hair, and there was nothing I could do. I wore a baseball cap because I was self-conscious. The Believer says, I started using Avacor 2 months ago, and already I'm regrowing my own hair. My bald spot is going. No caps for me.
Are you a cynic? Avacor's formula is FDA-approved to regrow your own hair in as little as 2 months. Avacor's topical formula contains the only ingredient approved by the FDA to regrow hair without risk of sexual side effect. Call right now and ask about getting a free month's supply of Avacor and receive Boost just for trying Avacor. Boost can make your hair visibly thicker with its first application. Call 1-800-451-8920. That's 1-800-451-8920. This is a limited time offer, so call now. Call 1-800-451-8920. 1-800-451-8920. Or log on to AvacorRadio.com.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-908-3949. Again, that's 1-800-908-3949. 1-800-908-3949.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutraMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. So enjoy those on us. And if you like the show, want to help support Free Talk Live, then become an amplifier. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. It's a simple idea. You send in $3 a month to the show via any major credit card or PayPal or one of our alternate options. And we take that money in and reinvest it in the program and get Free Talk Live on more radio stations around the country. Also bring more internet listeners on board as well. And the fact is the AMP program is a success. And it will become more successful when you join at amp.freetalklive.com. It sent us over the weekend to New York City to attend the Talkers New Media Seminar. It allows us to advertise on Google, and we finished up advertising on lourockwell.com. We'll be coming back there, though, I think, for a little more. We're advertising now on NolanChart.com and what else? Talkers Magazine. We've got ads in there. We're doing all kinds of stuff with the money. You can see some of that going on at amp.freetalklive.com. But you'll get perks, too, to sweeten the pot. You'll get access to the toll-free AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only chat room, the AMP-only forum, and more. All of the details are there at amp.freetalklive.com. To your phone calls, we go to Mike in Illinois. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, Mike. What's on your mind?
Oh, I just had a funny little story to share with you guys, something I saw. I don't know if you talked about it. If you did, just stop me. The Senate cafeterias, have you talked about that at all today?
No.
No. Oh, they're okay. Privatizing it, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's funny because Pelosi, the Democratic leader, she said that it's one of those rare occasions where privatization can actually do good, and it's just kind of fun. Yeah. Okay, you can make food more efficient and cheaper, but you can't do it with medicine.
No, it's not possible.
Yeah, I thought that was funny that they threw their hands up. Well, let's privatize it. That's the answer to the problem. Okay, then why can't you do that with everything?
In the case of the Senate cafeteria, obviously they're only going to be able to turn it over to one organization who's then going to try to run it profitably, and I think that probably will work out, and it certainly will cost the American taxpayer less. But,
right.
With medicine, the free market would work differently. You certainly wouldn't want Congress turning all of medical
right.
care over to Pfizer, now, would you?
Yeah. No, in that case, you'd have as many choices as you want.
Right, that's how the free market works, and that's what
right.
works best. As
but,
a matter of fact,
yeah,
the best thing for everybody in the Senate case would be to shut down the Senate cafeteria, tape off the vents, and don't even heat that portion.
Yeah, make them bring their own bag lunch if they want to eat there.
Isn't it just funny, though? I mean, even though it's not really a free, like a totally free market solution, it's going that way.
Yeah, well, I think it's hilarious that the quote that you say, the Pelosi ladies, essentially sticking up for privatization in this one point, and maybe that's because she wants to have a lunch that isn't served with rotting meat or whatever, however bad it is. I mean, how bad must it be, the government-run lunch? I mean, it probably looks pretty, I guess, on the outside because they probably spent a whole lot of taxpayer dollars on it, but
yeah.
I bet there are still some unsatisfactory things about it that they don't like.
Well, they spent a buttload of money on it, I'm sure.
They said in 44 years, they've only turned a profit 7 years, and the rest of those years is a $2 million loss.
That's amazing.
Average. Yeah, and then they said in 1980, Congress privatized it, and they've been doing fine ever since. So
there's one for the Senate and there's one for the Congress?
Sure.
Right,
you can't have
right.
the august senators mixing with the dirty little congressmen.
Talk about a
wow.
poop fight, man.
That's crazy. Mike, thanks for the call tonight. We appreciate
right.
it, sir. We continue here.
Throwing foie gras at each other.
With Liam is on the line internationally from Sweden. You're on Free Talk Live. Liam, hello there.
Hello. Calling to give an update. I called you about a month ago. I told you I'd been planting some hemp seeds.
Yes.
In public places around town here.
Operation Overgrow, as it is called here in the States.
Yes. Well, it's been about a month, and 2 days ago I went out to look at my progress, and I saw that quite a few plants had started growing.
Ah, that's lovely.
The city here in Malmo, they have these big, kind of like big pots where they put plants like daisies and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a lot of these all around town, like 30, 40 of them. And so I went around to a bunch of those and put a bunch of cannabis seeds in them.
Nice.
And I went out 2 days ago, and quite a few of them have started growing 7 or 8 inches tall.
That's
and,
awesome.
And I took a bunch of pictures and notified some newspapers. And one of the largest regional newspapers here, about 200,000 subscribers, picked up the story.
Wow. Did they publish the photos?
They took their own photo of the plant. And they interviewed a police officer, asked him a few questions, and I was actually quite surprised by the police officer's reaction. They asked him, how much energy will you be spending investigating this matter? And he essentially said that we're not going to investigate it at all, because what we investigate is if you have intention to manufacture narcotics, and we don't believe these people have intention to manufacture narcotics if they plant it in a public place. So they're essentially going to be ignoring it.
So they're saying that it's not manufactured good. Because it's not going to be sold, it's not going to be harvested and sold on the black market?
Yeah, they figure it's just like a political thing, which it is.
Yeah.
It's hemp seeds that we've been planting. And
I think more people should do this. I think, you buy yourself a bag of marijuana. Usually those seeds end up going in the garbage in most cases. Take them downtown and throw them in the planters out in front of City Hall. Throw them in the planter out in front of the police department or whatever. You don't have to take the time to bury the seeds. You didn't do that, right? You just threw them, right?
I first threw them, but that actually didn't work very well, and nothing started growing. So I took a little bit of extra time and just pushed them into the soil a little bit. Maybe
just make sure there's nobody around when you do that. I mean, if you're going to be doing it that, you can get away with just dropping them or throwing them without anyone noticing. But if you're going to be actually planting things, you might want to be pretty careful about that.
Yeah, I actually did go out in the middle of the day the first time, and I was getting some strange looks. A lady came up to me, asked what I was doing, and I quickly made up some spontaneous lie about how the city had sent me, and I didn't know what they'd given me. She asked me what kind of flowers I was planting.
Interesting. Hey, keep us informed.
That made me nervous enough, so I went out in the middle of the night the next time and planted instead.
Well, I don't know if that's any less suspicious.
I don't know. Yeah. What's that guy digging around in the potted plant in the middle of the night for?
I don't know what the best way to approach that would be, but congratulations on your success at getting the plants to grow, and who knows, maybe some of them will grow to a decent height before they snatch them out of there.
Yeah, I have some pictures. SwedishLibertarian.blogspot.com is if people want to see pictures.
Cool. SwedishLibertarian.blogspot.com. Liam, keep up the good work.
You know, Liam, I've seen your blog, and it's entirely in Swedish, by the way.
It is entirely in Swedish. Right. The links to the pictures are pretty prominent there up on the top of the page, so people should be able to figure it out.
Except for the name of, you know, our radio show. And I can only assume you're saying good things about the radio show, and thank you for informing people in Sweden about the show, because I'm sure a lot of them don't speak English and need whatever outlet they can get.
Thanks for the call tonight, Liam. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We continue with, I believe, Paula is on the line. We're going to try her again. Paula in Florida, you're on Free Talk Live. Paula.
Yeah.
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I just want to let you know, GW's impeachment has been going on for now since 6 o'clock.
Oh, come on.
It's in the House right now, and, I mean, all the evidence, I mean, it's still coming. And, I mean, there's just more and more evidence. And, anyway, because Cindy's bought it, being why everybody's there.
What happens when they actually impeach him, though? I mean, that's just kind of like a, nothing really happens to him, right?
Well, if both of them are taken out, then Nancy takes over temporarily.
But, no, is impeaching actually removing him from office?
Yeah.
I thought impeaching was just like saying you've been a bad boy.
All the crimes he's done, he has to be removed.
I think impeaching is the accusing of it, and then there's a removal from office process after that.
All right, we'll find out. Thank you for the call, Paula. I don't know. Whatever Paula says, you have to kind of question when she...
is going on in Congress right now if they're not doing the impeachment process? Makes me wonder.
Again, here, 800-259-9231. Let's go unscreened. By the way, here you go. Impeach. To accuse a public official before an appropriate tribunal of misconduct in office. So it's simply an accusation. It doesn't mean that he'll lose his place. I don't think. If I'm wrong, correct me. Let's go to the amp line unscreened. Who's this?
This is the Christian anarchist.
Yes,
the impeachment is to indict, basically, and then they have to try him in the Senate and find him either guilty or not guilty. So impeach is the same as indictment.
Right. Well, by the time they actually get around to a trial, he'll be out of office, and it won't make a damn bit of difference, will it?
Yes.
If they're even impeaching him, and that's Paul's claim, and that's worth not too much.
So I called anyway about homosexuality.
Okay.
Earlier today, you were talking about how it can be genetic.
Yes.
And I wanted to call you out on that.
You know, Gene, let's talk about it tomorrow, my friend. That's fine. All I know is I've talked to gay people, and I believe what they tell me because they have personal experience with being gay, unlike you, Gene. Call tomorrow. We'll discuss it in detail because we've only got like 10 seconds left. So thank you, sir. It has been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Back tomorrow night. You can join us online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at 4 times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. It's a